Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. Welcome to it. And thank you so much to Johan Els. Oh, yes. Hands of compassion, hey? The hands of comfort, you know. As he was playing the songs and dedicating them to their beloved one of our heroes. It was just wonderful to see, you know, just to see that. Just wonderful. May the Father bless you even far much more abundantly, Johan. All right. We will be talking to Professor Buyisondezi and Barukia in Cape Town. Professor Buyisondezi is here in Johannesburg. We will be touching base with them. Just wanted to start with a song of a friend of mine who has passed on many, many years ago. You know, many, many years ago, I think. Somewhere around 8, 9 years now. Yeah.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Lulu Tigana there. Beautiful song, I should say. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, it has just gone 12 and a half over the hour 6. Tuesday Live. My name is Ray, and let me welcome Professor Buyisondezi from the University of Johannesburg. Professor, greetings to you, and welcome to the show.
Greetings, my brother. Thank you very much. I appreciate your welcome, and I really appreciate you being on the show. I also greet Brother Barukia and our beautiful family of Radio Pulpit. I greet you all in the glorious name of our Lord, Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay, I had to make sure that you're finished talking, you know, so I keep quiet a bit, you know, because you may say, amen, hallelujah, then I keep quiet, and before I talk, you'd go say, praise the Father, oh no, man. So I don't want to disturb, you know. I don't want to disturb. And then we also have, in Cape Town, we also have Barukia is on the line. Mayachi!
Shalom, Mayach, Shalom, and Tuda. To you, to your household, to the family of Radio Pulpit, our listener, and also to Professor Buyisondezi. I trust that everyone is well and hoping we're going to have a wonderful show as always. Halala.
Halala. I hope we will. I hope we will. I trust the Father that He will make us to have a good show indeed. And I saw on your posts you were driving some mountains there. Where's that place? Is it Gordon's Bay? Where's that place?
Which How? Posting, Ma?
How?
What day?
How? Today, Munna.
Oh, today. No, today's not. No, it's not Gordon's Bay. It's just West Lake.
Oh, you okay.
Kamo Patikin Tronga na Mandela naman Paulsmore.
Paulsmore, yes.
Yes, that's yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. No,
it's a
beautiful, beautiful sight, beautiful sight. Professor, I saw you with the learners today. Hey, they were hugging you, man. It's good to hug a professor. I wish I could do that. You know, I've never hugged a professor. As a boy, I wish, you know, they would do. The only people that would come to our school is this guy called Mr. Blom.
Mm-hmm.
Be driving a Volkswagen. He has two pictures. The other one is with this red guy. It's called Satan. The other one is this white guy. It's called Jesus. And it'd say, who do you choose? I mean, come on.
Now you need to make a choice.
Yeah. Anyway. Are you well? Did you have a good time with the students? The learners?
Yeah,
those are not students.
Yeah, I had a good time with the learners.
Mm.
I had to tell them something about our Lord, our God.
Really?
Yes, their hope is in the Lord.
Yes.
I know sometimes during this time of exams, people might turn to other gods and they think their help will come from this. So I think someone was needed in that space.
I get you.
To sort of remind them, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a beautiful day indeed.
I see.
A good day, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, tonight we are talking about the carnal mind. Are we together? We're on the same page, eh? We're talking about the carnal mind, what the carnal mind is all about, and then how carnality features this day. You know, and how it continues to maneuver, worm its way into the talks of Christians these days. You know, today you don't have to carry a Bible and say, okay, this scripture says this and this and this and this and all that. I mean, it could be on your apps, on your phone and stuff, but still. And someone would just be talking and saying, you know, I can see the gray hair that you have. And of course, if you're over 40, that can be the case. It's just that maybe people are dying their hair, you know. All of a sudden, this person is a prophet. Yo, I saw you drinking water in the morning. Hey, I saw you drinking water in the morning, and as you were drinking water, you were thirsty. Of course, man, when people wake up in the morning, the good thing to do is to drink water. How? You know? Hey, hey, hey. This Zwalanese Buzalwane, you know, has really purged its way into us, and we really have to go back and check as to whether aren't we falling into the traps of carnality, you know, where prophecies are about underwears, are about scandals. It's no longer about the gospel and the good news of the kingdom of heaven. You know, and people are being more and more confused. I tell you, man, people are becoming more and more confused because they are worshipping people and idolizing individuals and persons who say the Lord has sent them. Without actually looking into scripture, and they speak from their minds, they speak from their and Christ would say they speak from their resources. The devil is a liar. He speaks, when he lies, he speaks from his own resources, you know, his faculties. And so we find much of that even these days, and it's a serious problem. This carnality, earthly, natural mindsets, which are governed by mere natures, you know. This is the thing that we see much of the times there. A carnal mind, what is it even all about? The evil imaginations that are found in it. We are looking also into that. And the senselessness that is found in carnality. The senselessness that is found in carnality. Now, if you can look into Psalms 49:11 says their inner thought is that their houses will last forever, their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Isn't this typical of us? This is a minister of prosperity. Check it out. Their inner thought is that their houses will last forever, their dwelling places to all generations. Prosperities that had been preached throughout the 90s, and people now are reverting back after buying so many jets, planes, and having so many big houses in Hollywood. Now they are turning and saying, no, 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 we were wrong. Okay, if you were wrong, bring back the money. There's so many schools we need to build here.
Yeah.
If you realize that, okay, that was not the spiritual mind, it was a carnal mind. Please forgive me. Anyone makes a mistake. Okay, I was looking at this one. He says, everyone makes a mistake. I mean, you could blow air into the microphone and people were falling. Now you're telling us everyone makes a mistake. All right. Now that so many millions have been raised, Bring them back. Let's give to the people. Say, look, man, I can only remain with that which is worthy of my pension. The rest I give. Because I think I extorted the church. Through my mindset, I manipulated the church. I was a scammer. In a way, you were scamming us. Check this one out. Romans 1:28, and even as they did not like to retain the Elohim in their knowledge, Yahuwah gave them over to a debased mind, a mind that is debased. It means a mind that does not have the rock foundation, which is Christ. A debased mind to do things which were not fitting. Carnality and a carnality of mindset will make us to do things that are not even fitting. Look at politicians in the next 2 months. Look at how they will be scandalizing one another. And then you look at Romans 8:17, says, because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahuwah, for it is not subject to the law of the Elohim. No, indeed can be. A carnal mind is a mind that sets you at odds with the Father. And the way it is orchestrated, that's why I use the word scam. The way it is orchestrated, you won't see that your mind is becoming debased because you are taking all these prophecies, man. I was saying to someone, you know, if the world likes you and you call yourself a preacher and the world gives you its grand stages, there's something wrong about your ministry. Let me repeat that. If the world loves you, if the world gives you all the grand stages to preach on without any opposition, there is something wrong with your ministry. It means there are principles that your ministry succumbs to, which are of the world. Look at mega churches now. Carnality perpetuates itself and finds people who are worshipping nicely, and you are growing into being 20,000, 30,000 people fellowshipping and all that. And it's beautiful. Then carnality starts to set in. Someone starts to like money. Someone starts to like fame. Someone starts to like being praised. Someone starts to like the position of the Elohim and starts to build themselves a throne at the corner of a heaven. It's a sad thing. And this is what we see even amongst ourselves. It's not about who, it's about us. I'm talking about us, including me. So I'm not talking at you, I'm talking with us. That we should look into our minds and check our minds each and every time that they still are centered on the rock, founded on the rock. Genesis 6:5, then the Elohim saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every intent of his thoughts, or every intent of the thoughts of his heart, was only evil continually. I underline that. The moment you move from the base, which is Christ, the wickedness sets in. Carnality sets in. Genesis 8:21, and the Elohim smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Elohim said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake. Although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. Evil imaginations. The things that we We imagine about others. We imagine about, you know, other servants of the Most High just because they don't do things the way we do. They don't speak the way we do. Just because they look ridiculous than us. Just because they don't have teeth. We start to look at them quite bad because, you know, and we don't realize that we are actually on our debased mind. It's a big problem. You know, today, let me tell you, pastors now, they are clamoring for titles, for academic titles. And there is, you know, institutions of learning that are enabling that. It's fine. Now, the thing is, I have seen people with much higher academic levels of intelligence, but very simple when it comes to the wisdom of the Father. I don't know if you understand what I say. Not wise in the things of the Father. I always said to TV, a friend of mine who passed away many years ago, was a lawyer from Tefloop, and I said, what's the point of being a procureur? What's an advocate?
Yes.
Advocate. Yeah, what's the point of being an advocate and we are advocating for goodness? What, you have a problem with a bottle of beer? I mean, if you say you want to solve problems, let's start with this one. Because once you take the beer, you fall into the trap of the debasities of the mind. You start to do things you never thought you would do. You start to say things. You start to associate with people. Sleep with people you never thought you'd sleep with. And before you know it, before you become Chief Justice, you're dead, 6 feet under. You caught a disease there and there and there and there. Carnality is a trap. It is, in a way, set to such an extent that it makes you to be convinced that this is how you are. That's why I don't easily accept when a person says, that's the way it is, man. What? How did it? There's this thing that has come in. It's just the way it is, man. What? Maybe someone can remind me via WhatsApp. It's just the way it is, man. Did they say that? What do they say? Do they say, oh, it is what it is?
Oh.
They say that. It is what it is. And then they would be referring to things that can be changed. They would be referring to strongholds that are rendering people to be debased, unfounded, without the foundations on the rock. Awaban. We need to do something. We really need to do something. Let's talk about this tonight.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Pila ubomi nathi, mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Professor, let me start with you. When we talk of a carnal mind, and when we talk of carnality of a mindset amongst us these days, what comes to mind? What are we referring to? What are the things that we should look into?
Thank you, my brother, for the opportunity. I think while we talk about a carnal mind, it is easy for us to see from the behaviors of a person who has a carnal mind, because for us to be able to determine that this person is living in carnality, we see from the tangible things that are behavioral, sometimes they are character traits. So this is a mind that refuses to retain the knowledge of God. This is a mind that does not want to receive any instruction from the Most High. So in other words, this is a mind that is self-reliant, self-dependent, a life that is, or in the mind that has prescribed how it will accept other things and how it will reject other things. And most of the things that get rejected are the things that God is talking about. Earlier on, you quoted a scripture in the book of Romans. I want to start from there as well when you spoke about the carnality of mind. Let's read there, then you can begin to expound even more what a carnal mind is and what does it do in the life of a person, and how do we see the character traits of a person who has a carnal mind. Romans 8, verse 6 to 8, that's where I'm going to read for now before we move on with to other scriptures. It says here, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God." The verse that I want to focus on, I read all other verses for us to get the context. It's verse 7 that says, "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God." So a carnal mind is a mind that does not obey the law of God, is a mind that is not governed by the law of God. So there is some kind of a deliberate decision not to live by the ways of the Most High. So this is a mind that is hostile. It opposes everything that God says. And you even spoke about senselessness, you know, in how this mind will reason other things, because it does not want to be ruled. It does not want to be put under control by the word of God. Sometimes the word will be spoken, but because the word is contrary to what this mind desires, this mind will deliberately refuse and reject the word of God and begin to take the standards of the world and use the standards of the world to govern and to direct the behavior of this person. And we even read the book of Psalms, where you are speaking about this mind will think everything belongs to him, belongs to what they will do. And they will think the world revolves around them. And they never think that God can change things the way they've been all along, because this mind is self-dependent. This mind thinks nothing will happen outside of what it has decided. When you read Psalm 49, verse 11, it says, "Their inner thought is that their houses will last forever. They are dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names." It's because they don't think that there is a God who determines a life of a person. So in other words, they become gods of themselves. They are not living by the ordinances of the Lord, and their thoughts are dependent on what they want, dependent on their desires and their ambitions. And they even think their dwelling places, according to this verse, their dwelling places will be forever to all generations. And it is a very scary section of the verse. So it says they even call lands after their own names. And we are seeing this getting prominent these days. We call lands after our own names. We call ministries after our own names. We call entities that don't even belong to us, which are entities that belong to God, and we call them by our own names. I think this is the fault, and this is a mistake that is happening these days. So I'm not even sure now whether it is a mistake or it's coming out of pride, it's coming out of the debased mind that we are seeing, or hostility that is prominent these days in the lives of the believers, because we have become more cold to the word of God, we've become more self-dependent, and whatever we want to practice. What we want to see, we want to do, because our minds are carnal. A carnal mind wants to fit into the society, wants to live by the standards of the world, and it does not pay attention to the law of God. So this is a mind that gives attention to the desires of the flesh, gives attention to the emotions, gives attention to what people are saying. So when we give attention to what people are saying, we want to satisfy them. at the expense of the word of the Most High. So this is the life that doesn't want to believe in the Spirit. And you said earlier, there's a phrase that is buzzing these days, it is what it is. So when a person says it is what it is, it's because he is coming to a point where he says, you've gotten me, but I'm not prepared to change. So things are not going to change. They are as they are. And I, as a person, I'm not willing to do anything about it. And it is very sad to find even the child of God saying it is what it is when we no longer rely back to the scripture. And these days we have even forgotten that a child of God lives by the word of God, not by bread alone. And we have made everything that we are ingesting, everything that we are feeding on, may it be from the social media, may it be from our work, may it be from the community, we have made those things to become a determiner of our behavior. Hence, we are able to say it is what it is because our minds are full of carnality. A carnal mind does not depend on the word of God. The carnal mind reads the word and forget about it. A carnal mind thinks the word belongs to church, not the word belongs to a life that it must bear, that must be changed by that particular word. A carnal mind thinks a word of God is just given so that when that particular person dies one day, you will find someone to bury you, because we have not gotten to an understanding that we need to be one with the word. So a carnal mind has a distinction between himself and the word of God, because he does not think that he must live in the life of the spirit. A carnal mind is self-dependent. A carnal mind satisfies the...
I don't know what has happened. It looks like we have lost you a bit. Are you still there, Professor? Okay, somehow the professor seemed to be lost there because of said there's a load shedding of a sort there. We will go back to her in just a jiffy.
Are you ready to make yourself a more compelling candidate for any career? Take ownership of your future. Enroll in the I Am Youth e-learning program today for only 100 rand a year. From leadership programs, computer skills, soft skills such as customer service, sales and stress management, or learn how to construct a CV, basic to advanced Microsoft Word, Outlook and Excel skills. You can even practice your K53 learner's license. We have entrepreneurship courses for all business types. Get all these courses and more for only 100 rand a year. That's right, only 100 rand a year gives you full access to all the bouquet of courses. Simply visit imyouth.co.za and click on the I Am Learning tab to register today. I Am Learning with I Am Youth.
All right, Mayaki, let me come to you. The notion of a carnal mind, and the word is speaking with regards to this in the largest of forms. And when you look into Genesis chapter 11, verse 6 says, "And the Elohim said, indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them." The kind of unities and solidarities that are based on human efforts, devoid of the divine plan and purpose and will, and all forms or formations of unionism which are degrading the kind of fellowship which the Father requires with regards to us. All this is carnality. Mayachi.
Thank you. Indeed, absolutely, it is true. It is carnality. However, because had it not been the case, then he would have not scattered them. That's why we see now from that scripture in the book of Genesis 11, then there are the punishment that befitted what they were doing was to confuse their language.
Yeah.
So it really shows, because had they walked in accordance with his word, he wouldn't have done that. So we can be able to see that carnality, the word, is a Greek word, or sorry, a Latin word that means carnalis. And carnalis means to be fleshy. So it pertains to everything that is of the flesh. As Professor has alluded, that it is a mindset that prioritizes physical and material concerns over the spiritual truth and the divine principles. So it is when people are, should I say, can I use the word to say they are hostile to the word of Elohim. There is a set path that has been put for us to say, choose good, but then they say, with regards to good, there's so many commandments and things that we have got to follow. But here, in this way, it is nice. It's anything goes. It is what it is. You know, we can do as we like. So we have that freedom. We have that free will, which now is also encouraged by Shatan for people to do, to say, there's much room when it comes to the commandments of our Father in heaven. So and daily it becomes the separation from Yahuwah Elohim, because for him to put that judgment, it is that he sees that they were going astray. There's a whole lot of things that they were starting to do which were not the path or how he would wish for men to walk, and which means that was showing that hostility and that we can say the mind that resists the truth, the truth that Abba reveals, but it prefers to dwell on its own selfish desires and those worldly desires that we are highlighting. So we look at you've shown Romans 1:28. Furthermore, they did not think worthwhile to retain the knowledge. So the knowledge of our Abba in heaven, it has died from their hearts. It has died from their lips, which means we are being encouraged. Dabarim chapter number 6, Deuteronomy chapter 6, number 5, it says we should love Yahuwah our Elohim with all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all our beings. So which means when we are walking straight, when we are obedient, we are guarding the word, we are guarding the commandments. But now, this one is opposite, because it says, you know what, I do not care. I do not love him, and I will do as I want, as my feelings or as my flesh guides me. What is it that it wants? So, which means there's no longer obedience to the things of Abba Yahuwah, but to what the flesh tells me to say, you know what, this is how or what I can do maybe to get rich. So therefore, I will do whatever it takes to get rich, even if it means I hate people, even if it's a wrong method, I do not care. But this is what I will be able to achieve, because then I become myself. And it means I one believes that they can deliver themselves. They don't need HaMashiach. They don't need Yahuwah Elohim in their lives. So they the atmosphere where they are at, they feel that they are in control. And that is what we see when we look at the scripture in the book of Ezekiel chapter 28, and also in Isaiah chapter number 14, number 12, where Satan says, I will build up a throne and be like the Most High.
Mm.
So it means I don't need him anymore in my life. I can sustain myself.
Mm.
You know, he is not the reason why I live. He means nothing to me.
Hey.
I don't need to thank him. I don't need to praise him. I don't need to read the word. I do as I feel. And that is what we have entered into. So the nature also, we can say, the nature of the carnal mind is that it is self-centered. You know, it is inherently self-focused. It prioritizes whatever is the personal desires and its own ambitions, you know, and it considers itself. You know, it's about me on anything. Whomever I hurt, I don't care.
Mm.
It brings the selfishness into people. So now it is what fulfills. It is the lust of the flesh. The carnality, we could also refer to Galatians chapter number 5, because it is also what clearly speaks of carnality.
Yes.
Because we are being told of a carnally mind, or the wrestling that happens between the spirit and the flesh.
Mm.
So it is opposed to that which is good. So everything that is of light, ifunu kunisbani sako, you know, constantly it's that mindset, the thoughts of saying you need to do good. It thrives in evil. It thrives in people's pains. Like, it doesn't have any remorse whatsoever.
Mm.
And this is what we find even in these false prophets, that they may take someone else's money, right, the last 10 rand to buy bread.
Mm.
They don't care. All they want is for them to be driving these beautiful fancy cars to fit in into their lifestyle and all that. And all that. They have a cunning mind. You can see even the word is also related to say carnal cunning. They go together. So it is that rebellion that is against our Father in heaven. So it manifests as a rebellion against Yahuwah's authority. So this rebellion is not just over disobedience, but also includes indifference in spiritual matters, a lack of interest in prayer and in reading the word. So that is what we learn about that carnally mindset.
Mm.
Thank you, Master.
I hear you quite well. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What is a carnal mind? Mqondo wenyama. Mqondo wenyama. Ayika moya, wenyama. When we speak of a carnal mind, what are we referring to? Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. You can also drop us a voice note there on the WhatsApp, 0826572729. And you can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say about this matter. What a carnal mind is all about, what it does, what it means to be carnally minded. And today, when we look at ourselves, can we look at some of the traces of a carnal-mindedness of a sort?
Hlala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
All right, thank you, Miriam, for the WhatsApp. Send your WhatsApps, 0826572729. When are we carnally-minded? You know, I once spoke about this so controversially, as they say. Someone said that at UNISA and said, "Hey, yeah, no, Pastor Ray, we will pray for you even though you are controversial."
Amen.
And then I looked at this man and I said, "Yo, yeah, no, I hulukile ntate. I appreciate if you pray for me." The thing that I said, Professor, and you, Mayachi, the thing that I said is that the spiritual mind is always pricked on. If one dwells on spiritual mindedness, they always are pricked on by a carnality of mindset. Each and every time it is knocking, it's looking for areas where it can come in. Now, and they said, no, but the carnal mind is absolute. A spiritual mind is absolute. They said, yes, but the very same mind that is absolute. That's why you find people yielding to temptations, you know, getting into all kinds of malice. Whereas these people, basically, we know them as believers and all that. I mean, can happen to me and to anyone. And then what do you say of that? Says no. Then I said, then the carnality of mind has knocked and found the door opened and has gotten in. So one can be spiritual now, and that is what we should be careful about. One can be very spiritual now and very carnal in the next minute. In terms of thoughts, yes. I mean, Mayaki, you would be talking about the word now, quoting the word that you did. And I would be appreciating that. And I quoted before you spoke, I quoted, and you came in and quoted the word also. And then people may be clapping hands so much for you that I would switch immediately from being spiritually minded to being carnally minded. And I would start to fume with jealousies and criticisms. Then I would be starting telling you, Gutia, but Ibilasi Muruti. That's carnality. Kima ringo chanzo ba Muruti ubolala lenzula mdim. So these things are coming about. And yo, when they angry when I said this, carnality just set in impracticality. And I said, look, this is what is happening now. Look at your anger. Anyway, now when you also go into Deuteronomy 15 verses 19, beware lest there be a wicked thought in your heart. The carnal mind is also regarded as a wicked thought, saying the seventh year of release is at hand, and your eye be evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and they cry out to the Elohim against you, and he becomes a sin against you. We're taking your calls. Let's hear. All right. 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout. I see calls are buzzing here. 012-334-1322. It also describes wicked thoughts. A carnal mind also describes wicked thoughts. Something that I've been speaking about now. Something that Mayaki was speaking about. And Psalms 56 verses 5. All day they twist my words. All day they twist my words, and their thoughts are against me for evil. So bona dumela, hi.
Sawbona dumela, my brother, brother Ray.
Putwami, sawbona.
Sawbona, my brother, I put my community and feel such a question. Will be a footy good prof on this, no brother Paruki.
I'll say again.
Hello, yeah.
Carnal mind is a negative mind. Nothing a carnal mind, we will walk in the flesh. Minding the things of the flesh.
Yeah.
You prof for this, I say, quote the light almost exists. Nothing is obtained over it is. Ugunaga ogonyama gungufa. Yepa, if we pray and use the words umoya unwele, will help us to tear down the devil's strongholds, the carnal mind. Gobana city, we are believers. Right thinking is a necessity. Nasishala sishkabanga izinto zimbi, the fruit in our lives will be bad. The Bible says that a tree is known by its fruits.
Yeah.
But in Proverbs 23, verse 7 on 80, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Gonke logu gukana guzinkizio ze tu, brother Ray. The carnal man yenza ukuthi singasukanisi phakathi kokuhle nokubi. ngokuhlala njalo singaneliswa. Philippians 4 verse 7 ithi ukuthula kukaNkulunkulu okudlula ukuqonda konke kuya kulondolozwa ezinhliziyweni zemicabango yenu kuJesu Kristu. Why? Because only Jesus can renew our hearts and carnal minds.
Yeah.
Today, brothers and sisters, David is setting us up for a fall through wrong thinking.
All the time. Thank you so much. Unkulunkulu akubusise nawe. Makadunyiswe.
Akubusise kakhulu, my brother. God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. As I was reading, I looked also into Psalms 56 verses 5, Professor. It says, all day they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. All the thoughts against the Father. All the thoughts that twists even the words of his truth. It's an indication of carnality. This would also go into the manner in which we interpret the scriptures and how many people have gone on to even have Bibles where they have a foreword. Do you know that there are these people who have a foreword, the Bible in? I'm a Bible. There's a Bible called Woman Thou Art Loosed.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I've seen it.
Yes, many, many, many African women have bought that. Especially the elites, they've bought that. It's an extension of the Living Amplified Version.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pink in color. It was in fashion. Ah, no more to pela mara uyazi.
I'm still waiting for a statement. I'm still trying to see what you'd say.
she's still waiting for a statement. I'm done. I'm saying it happens much of the times. It happens that we find
the twisting of the word.
Yes, the twisting of the word has become so prevalent today. It comes in also as pastoral bishopric. Forwards on the Bibles, the translations that we see, and all these misinterprets and they twist the word of the Father. The Father describes this as carnality, the carnality of a mind, anything that would eventually set people against the Father. What's your take?
Wow. Thank you very much again, my brother. You know what you are talking about is a contrast and a comparison between spirituality and carnality. And there is a huge competition between the two. And this competition, most of the time, is started by the carnal mind. And the carnal mind acts as a prosecutor or as a judge over the spirit. And I was listening to you as you were speaking that any person who would try to live by the spirit will face judgment. You start hearing people saying, hey, ngatusa uzenza ngcono. Most of everybody is doing this thing. Because spirituality or to live in the spirit is always attacked, is always judged, is always looked at as somebody uzenza ngcono. And they could even twist the scripture as you are alluding here using Psalm 56 verse 5. They could even twist the scripture trying to fit in to the standards of the current society, to fit into what is happening now. And then they would say, God would not have said that, knowing that we'll pass through the times like this. And you are bringing across that there will be people who will even put their four words in the scripture, in the Bible, because they want to put their minds over what God has already said, twisting and trying to change what people have already thought or what people are thinking or should think about the word of God before they could even read the word. So they are putting in their seed first, which is carnality. You're quite right there, because they're now planting the seed of flesh, which is the mind of man, before God could begin to speak to the life of that person. So that is called carnality. And you're saying here, all day they twist my words. and their thoughts are against me for evil. That's what a carnal mind does, trying to take people away from God. And how do you take people away from God other than using specific information? So this information is used as a tool that will ensure that you start believing it, and they even put across the benefits that you will be getting if you embrace this kind of a knowledge. And when you continue embracing a certain knowledge which is contrary to the knowledge of God, you then begin to live this kind of a life, because we live what we live based on what we thought. In other words, our actions are informed by our minds and our thought patterns. Mm. So a carnal mind is not just there for dormancy, but it has come that it may instruct the walker of a believer. And God is continually telling us that we need to walk in a certain manner according to how he has called us. But a carnal mind has come to be an opposition to the will of God, because this is its purpose. Come to be an enemy to the will of God, to the walk that believers should be walking, because it wants to achieve its own things. It wants to create its own people, those who will follow him. And I want to read Ephesians 4:17-18, which says, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their minds." So what we do in our walk, our conduct, is based on what is in our mind. So it is very, very dangerous to continually embrace and have this carnal mind, because it immediately translates into your walk. What you do, what we see you doing, is a true depiction of the mindset. And the mindset is also a depiction of whether you have embraced the word or not. When people are in carnality, they no longer use the word as an instruction, as the final word of what must be done in their lives, but they use the word just to use it as, some kind of a toy. I will read it, but it doesn't say anything to me. I don't have to do it. I read it because I need to fit into this community, so that if they benefit, I can also benefit. But there's nothing spiritual, and there's nothing that is in the life of God that will be reaped or benefited by these people. But God here instructs us not to walk according to how the rest of the Gentiles are walking, because they walk according to the instructions of the flesh, the instructions of their minds, and their minds are alienated from the word of God. And what makes these minds to be alienated for us to end up walking in carnality is that the understanding is darkened, according to verse 18. Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their hearts. So a carnal mind has a lot of influences that comes from the world, and those influences darken the mind. And when the mind is darkened, automatically there is separation. I heard Brother Baruch speaking about the separation that happens because of carnality. You cannot be in God and still continually walk in a carnality or with a carnal mind, because these two are enmity. If we walk in carnality, we have already created enemies with God. So in other words, when we continually entertain this darkness because of how we are treating the word of God, we are automatically separating ourselves from the Lord, and we get to a point and a state of ignorance. It is unfortunate that this ignorant state sometimes comes because we have deliberately chosen a specific life, not because we did not know. We chose not to follow the word of God. We rejected the word of God. And when we reject the word of God, there is not going to be a vacuum where something has been rejected. Something will fit in. Something will replace that space. And that is the space that the enemy is replacing. Mm. When the enemy comes and dwells in that place, automatically he informs your talk, informs your walk, informs your conduct. And we no longer walk according to the word of God and according to the will of God. That creates separation, because we are now carnal. We are no longer spiritual beings. We don't walk according to the word of God. Not to walk into the according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that creates a huge enmity against the Father.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApp. 082657-2729. Search me, oh Lord. You have sent a Facebook link there. I cannot go to it. I need you to tell me what you understand about the carnality of a mind. And I know at times people would want to quote some scriptures by people or messages by people. But it would be great if you would just tell us what is going on that link. 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say on the matter. Drop us a voice note also. Let's hear what you say on 082-657-2729. Otherwise, you can talk to us directly there. A carnal mind, what it is even all about.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.